Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, the poet Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I read text 28 also. Sri Shuku Vacha, Kamsi Ivam Prasanna Bhayam, Vishudham Prati Bhashita, Devaki Vasu Deva Bhyam, Anu Gyato Vishad Griham. Translations. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus having been addressed in purity by Devaki and Vasudev, who were very much appeased, Kamsa felt pleased, and with their permission he entered his home. 29. After that night had passed, Kamsa summoned his ministers and informed them of all that had been spoken by Jogamaya, who had revealed that he who was to slay Kamsa has already been born somewhere else. Purport. The Vedic scripture Chandi describes Maya, the energy of the Supreme Lord, as Nidra Durga Devi Sarvabhuteshu Nidra Rupena Samashtitaha, the energy of Yoga Maya and Mahamaya keeps the living entities sleeping in this material world, in the great darkness of ignorance. Jogamaya, the goddess Durga, kept Kamsa in darkness about Krishna's birth and misled him to believe that his enemy, Krishna, had been born elsewhere. Krishna was born the son of Devaki, but according to the Lord's original plan, as prophesied to Brahma, he went to Vrindavan to give pleasure to Mother Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj, and other intimate friends and devotees for 11 years. Then he would return and kill Kamsa. Because Kamsa did not know this, he believed that Yogamaya's statement that Krishna was born elsewhere, not of Devaki. O Magyant Mirandasha Janan Janan Shalaka Yotakshuda Miltanjina Tashmaya Shri Gravinimaha Jaya Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shri Vashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, here talking about the different potencies of the Lord, the Jogamaya potencies, which is the covering potency of the Supreme Lord, and how this potency deceived Kamsa. So Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. But first he's got to see Krishna. But Yogamaya covers. She puts a curtain of Yogamaya in front of Krishna. She covers Krishna. And she also reveals Krishna to the devotees. And her energy is Mahamaya. She also covers the living entities. And she reveals to them Maya, the world of Maya. So they become entangled and illusioned in this. So here these two energies, Yogamaya and Mahamaya, they're not two separate energies. The Vedanta Sutra said it's just one energy, this one energy of the Lord. And the reflection of that one energy becomes Mahamaya. So the reflection of Yogamaya becomes Mahamaya. It's not two separate energies. So it's the same person. So when we're offering very nice prayers to the energy of the Lord, to Srimata Radharani, she's also, her expansion is also Mahamaya. She's the Supreme Goddess. The source of all the internal potency, Yogamaya. So simultaneously, she's also the external energy. So we can't We can't cheat in spiritual life. We can't show so much devotion to Radharani, but she knows how much attention we're giving to her also in the form of Mahamaya. Anyway, this explanation is there in Srimantadweep in Sridhar Mayapur, this pastime of Srimantini Devi, who heard, he was a former Durga, former Parvati Devi. She was hearing Lord Shiva, her husband, chanting these names of Gauranga, 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 and just going into a great ecstasy. And when he became external, then Parvati Devi said, "I've never heard this name of Gauranga before. What is, you please explain this mystery. It must be a name of Krishna, because when you chant Krishna's names and Ram's name, I'm feeling the same ecstasy, but I've never heard Gauranga. Will you please explain this mystery?" So Lord Shiva says, "Yeah, and Krishna will come in the Kali Yuga, and he will reveal his Shamkirtan pastime, where he will distribute Braja Prema freely to anyone and everyone. I've got my place there. I don't live in Kashi anymore. I've got a bank. I got a little cottage on the bank of the Ganga where I'm chanting Gauranga's name and meditating on Gauranga." So, on the advice of Lord Shiva, Parvati immediately came to Nabadweep and she went to Srimantadweep. There she began meditating on the form of Gauranga and chanting the names of Gauranga as she had been instructed by Lord Shiva. And then when she opened her eyes, she was hearing this kirtan, she opened her eyes and she saw her object of meditation was coming before her. It was Gauranga with his beautiful golden complexion, his long curly hair was bouncing as he was walking in his beautiful yellow dhoti. And he saw Mother Parvati there and he said, "Oh, what are you doing here? Why are you?" And also he was crying. And she said, "This is my fate." She said, "Oh," you know how she addressed Gauranga? "Oh, Prabhu Jagannath." "Oh, Prabhu Jagannath." But that's exactly the same place where Jagannath resides in there eternally. You know, if you've been to the Jagannath Mandir, so we had the Srimantini temple. But that's Nityananda Prabhu says, "This place is none different than Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath resides here eternally. Sometimes manifest, sometimes unmanifest." So it's she addressed Gauranga Mahaprabhu, "Oh Jagannath, Lord of the universe. This is my fate because I am Maya Devi, and it said that where Krishna is, the Maya cannot stand. So I'm the shadow energy, Chaiva Durga, the Brahma Samhita mentions, the original." Durga is a spiritual Durga, she's transcendental, but her reflection, chaya, means shadow. Shadow energy reflects as Mahamaya or Durga Devi. So she said, "All you've come to give all living entities your mercy, but I'm the only one who can't receive it because I'm always backside. I can't." So what is my fate? So then Mahaprabhu revealed to her that from my angular vision, I see you, Durga Devi, Maya Devi, she's thinking like that, I see you as none different than Srimati Radharani. This is Mahaprabhu's vision. In other words, he gave a self-realization. She was lamenting, "I'm Maya," but he's saying, no, you're not that body, you're a part of Radha, you're an expansion of Radha. He was giving her identity as the internal potency, as the spritual potency, Yogamaya. "Yeah, in Vrindavan you are there as Purnamasi. Without your help I cannot perform my pastimes. I'm directly related in the form of performing the pastimes." So he gave a self-realization. So he's pointing out that it's not two different energies, separate energies. It's only one potency. And the Maya is the shadow reflection of the real potency, Chaiva Durga. So, so then Parvati took the dust of Gauranga's feet and put it here. This is called the Shimanta. So therefore that island became known as Shimanta Deepa. Of course we may ask why Parvati Devi is taking the dust of the feet of another man and putting it in there. She's her Lord Shiva is her husband. And she's known as Sati, the most chaste woman in the universe. So why is she taking another man's dust and putting it there? But no, because she understood that actually she was the husband of Krishna. Everyone is. She's the husband of Shiva, who's the incarnation of Krishna. He's the incarnation of Tamoguna. Incarnations. So she understood, actually you are my eternal husband, you are Gauranga. So like this, all these different energies of the Lord are inconceivably going on, very, very powerful. The whole world is under the influence of these energies. The whole of the transcendental world is under Yogamaya, and the whole of the material world is under the Mahamaya energy, but the whole world is completely enamored by this, and never gives a break. You never get even 1 second break. Maya is constantly moving and changing, and keeping us completely absorbed. And nobody notices it, and nobody says anything about it. And they're printing hundreds of newspapers every day all around the world for time immemorial, but you never even on one day ever seen even a little column, you know. Actually, Maya is moving everything. You never see it, and nobody wants to admit to it because they're all bound up in it. So, but anyway, it's just the supreme potency of the Lord, extremely powerful potency. So how could Kamsa kill her? When he grabbed her, she became Mahamaya. He cannot touch Yogamaya. Tried to kill the baby. So yeah, there's another, in the Krishna book, when Krishna is teasing Rukmini, and at the end of that chapter, so she offers a prayer, it's right at the end of the chapter, and she said, she was identifying herself as Maya. Rukmini is the internal potency, but in her humility, she was identifying herself as Maya potency, like Durga Devi, she thought she was Maya potency. But she says that the mode of passion is your glance. Your glance is the mode of passion. Because when you throw your glance over creation, then the whole creation takes place. It's performed by the mode of passion. So she's identifying herself as the material energy of Maya. So when you cast your glance over the material energy, which is her, she's saying, I consider that the most auspicious part of my life, something like that, the words to that effect. Anyway, but she's showing the fact that she's internal potency, but she was identifying herself as the external potency. Yeah, so it's only one potency. It's not two potencies. It works. The external potency works under the direction of the internal potency, just as the substance is moving and the shadow is moving. So the shadow is moving because the reality is that the real Durga is active there. So the shadow energy also becomes active. So And these forms of Durga Devi, because we want to make it a deity of Yogamaya there in form of Sri Dhammaya Prabhu. That is Srimantini, she's a goddess of Srimantadweep, she stays there in the form. She's Yogamaya, she stays there in the form of the mistress of Srimantadweep, meditating and chanting the names of Gauranga. But she has another form also, Mahaprabhu reveals, known as Prodamaya or Yogamaya. And she's arranging all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Ketrapol, Shiv. So they're revealing the Dharma, and they cover the Dharma according to the devotees and their vision. So she can reveal the curtain of Maya, Yoga Maya, and show the Dharma, or she can cover it from the eyes of the devotees. Therefore, it's called Mayapur, village covered by Maya, Yoga Maya. So she stays one form in Srimantini Devi, as Srimantini Devi, and another form as Prodamaya, she's arranging the Lord's pastimes and protecting the Dharma from the non-devotees. So there is, we want to establish a deity there. She has a place at Shiva Ghat. Nityananda Prabhu was pointing out to Jiva Goswami. He said there is a Shiva Ghat, there is Mahaprabhu Ghat, he used to bathe there. Here is Madai Ghat, Barakrona Ghat, they're all. So Shiva Ghat is where there's Prodamaya Devi and Shiva, they have their place there. They're not there now because of the constant flooding and by the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that everything kind of got washed out in Sri Mayapur. Nityananda Prabhu said that by the Lord's desire, there's a flood for 100 years in Mayapur after his pastime. So naturally everybody leaves and goes to live in highland, and Nabadweep town was a highland. So most of them went to go into Nabadweep. Then after 100 years flood, it's not flooded, but Ganga Devi is twisting like a snake for her pleasure, and she washes all the pastime places away. Even the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets lost, we know very well. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to rediscover it. So that was 100 years flood, 300 years Ganga was moving everything, and 400 years. Then he said after that 400 years, you should know for certain that the task of revealing the Dharma again will begin in earnest. So that was like almost exactly to the date when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur rediscovered the actual birthplace in Mayapur and established it and established the temples there. So anyway, Jiva Goswami says, what happens to Prodamaya and Shiv, Ridha Shiv, Ketrapol? Proda means old. Vridha also means old, so Vridha Shiv, Prodamaya. Because these are the first created persons in the first creation of the universe. So that's Shiva and Parvati there, then that's secondary creation to come from them. So they're the original persons, actually. The masculine and feminine principle, and they start the whole universe going. So they're called old, Prodamaya and Vridha Shiva, they're old, old. At the first creation. But anyway, the deities there. So Jiva Goswami says, what happens to the deities? And Nityananda Prabhu said, they will go to the highland, Nabadweep town. There's a place there called Paramatala. If you go in Nabadweep town, anybody knows it? Big banyan tree there. Devotees go there for Nabadweep Dham Prakram. And everybody, all the Vaishnavas know that's the place of Prodamaya under that big banyan tree. Actually, there's no deity there at the moment. But the worship is going on. They're smarter Brahmanas there. They have one lota and they install the form of Durga Devi. I can't remember the name, but kind of a materialistic form. Every day they install the deity into a pot and then they do puja and cover with flower garlands. So when you go there, you can't see, you just see a lot of flower garlands, but there's nothing, no deity there. But yeah, it's another form of devi. But anyway, that's her presence is there, and Nityananda Prabhu says she'll stay there. Then again, after this, all this flooding is finished, again she will come back to this place and resume the task of revealing the Dhamma. So it was quite an important aspect of that, because she's the revealer of the Dhamma, so we wanted to establish her deity there so she can get she can reveal and get rid of all the problems like that, because they, you know, she's the big mover, controller of the Dhamma with Khetrapal, Shiv. So anyway, we were trying to find the deity of Yogamaya. So Rupa Goswami installed the deity of Yogamaya in Radha Govindaji temple in Vrindavan. You go downstairs, there's a little deity of Yogamaya, and the form is Durga with eight arms and on a tiger. So that's how he's depicted. Also, if you go to Katyayani Devi, it's another form of Yogamaya. She also is sitting on the lion with eight arms. Kamyavan also, Brinda Devi. Katyayani? Anyway, yeah, Kamyavan is Brinda Devi is there. She also has a form of yoga, like Yogamaya. She has eight arms and you can't see, they put the dress like this and they pull it up like that. So they cover all the arms, you can't see. Someone was that told me that. They were there and when they were dressing in the morning. Anyway, so Yogamaya, we were thinking of it. We're trying to establish that deity there. We've marked out. Actually, we know the spot, because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had to go pointed out these where all the ghats were. So we want to do that. So we got to maybe the deity will look like Durga. So anyway, there's also a GBC rule that if there's any other form of the deity like Devi, there has to be a Vishnu Tattva deity there also. Just like Srimantini, we're just installing Srimantini on our own first. And the GBC says, no, there's a rule that you have to have Vishnu Tattva has to be there also. So then we put Gauranga there with a Parvati, with a Srimantini. Anyway, so it's the same reflection of the spiritual Durga. She has that form sitting on the line, so she reflects. At least our acharyas have given that indication. She's the form of Durga with 10 arms. So what else? Yeah, so Krishna was born here. Krishna's a twin. He was, must be auspicious to be a twin. Huh? Krishna was a twin because he had a twin sister. He was born from Yashoda Devi. Anyway, it's also the disappearance day of Shivas Thakur. So here's another energy of the Lord. The Lord has unlimited potencies. Prasya Shakti Vibhidevi has unlimited potencies. Different potencies and energies, like here, the Yoga Maya and the Maha Maya. There's a nice meditation on Krishna It's given in the, I think it's from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's also in the Pancharatrika Pradeep, the deity worship as a meditation on Krishna before the actual puja. But anyway, it describes the beauty of Krishna and how he's sitting under the Vamsivad flute, lazily playing the on the fifth note. And his description of the beauty of and his decorations and things like that. And how there's all these different personalities around him, all the different potencies of the Lord. And like there's the Lord Brahma and Shiva, and that they're up the front, they're in front, they're all offering prayers to the Lord. They're all the they're establishing the arata, they could say universal directors. So they're approaching the Lord like that as universal directors. He is the Supreme Lord. And arata, so that represents the energy of arata. And then there's the dharma, the dharma, because you get these different adharma, arata, karma, moksha. So, Jai Radha Gokulananda Joki, Sitaram Hanuman Lakshman Ki Jai. So there's all these great sages. Behind these demigods is the great sages. They're all intent in establishing the codes of Dharma in this material world. They disseminate the knowledge. It's like you have Gotra, India, they have Gotra family line, or the rishi in their family line, the sage who they take knowledge from. So you get different rishis, everyone has different Gotras. Of all these different rishis, Kapila, Sandila, and they disseminate that knowledge, and the family tradition get that knowledge. So they keep that gotra, they're called the gotra. The rishi is there. So the family tradition follow that particular sage. So they're all there intent in establishing the codes of Dharma. They think it's very important. To establish Dharma, and it is for those who want to stay in the material world. For those who want to get out, it's not so important. But then behind them there is Dharma, Arta, Karma. There's the Karma. Those in pursuit of Karma, like the Apsaras and the Gandhavas, they're all into dancing and singing. Prabhupada said they're the angels, Apsaras. They're all into enjoying like anything. That's their business, singing, dancing. That's all. So they're representing the different energies of the Lord. And moksha is represented by the rishis, Sukadeva Goswami, the four Kumaras. These are people who wanted moksha. They became great devotees, we know, but they represent those who are after moksha. Liberation. So then behind them you get all the trees and the animals and things like that who are in Shantaras. And the cows, they're all looking at Krishna and mooing, and the bulls, they very lazily proceed towards Krishna, seeing him. And they tilt up their faces and the nostrils flare, and they're taking in the sound of the Krishna's flute through the, and the little baby calves, they're running around butting each other with the blankets on and things like that. So this that's all representing Shantaras. Then Shakiras is Krishna's, all the friends of Krishna are there, they're all playing instruments and dancing and having a good time with Krishna. Vatsalaras is elderly gopis. They're all standing around Krishna, looking at him with great affection, as in parental relationship. Then you get the gopis, younger gopis, and they're all approaching Krishna very shyly. They keep their eyelids half closed, so out of bashfulness, and also so nobody sees they're looking at Krishna. And they're approaching Krishna, but they're, because of the conjugal relationship, they're trying to control their bodies, but they're shaking, they're shivering, they got bells on their waist are jingling, giving away their desires to be with Krishna. And Krishna's just there and he's lazily blowing the fifth note. And so it's a description of God, the Supreme Person, surrounded by all these different categories of energies. So it becomes a meditation, prashat, shaktir vividevi. He has unlimited potencies, but he is the source of all of them, and all of them are all around him, serving him. So you can have a position anywhere you want, and Krishna's given you a choice. For us who are in the material world, you can go back, you can take any position you want. We have eternal forms there, it's said, but also you can change if you like. So you can. So all these different, Krishna comes and he shows all these relationships he has in different pastimes. So then we become attracted to them and we want to. So Krishna will fulfill our desires and let us have that. However we want affection we have for him, which particular relationship, then Krishna will arrange for all that. That is also yogamaya. So Shivas Thakur is also a potency of the Lord. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Surupakam Bhaktaravataram Bhaktakyam Bhamami Bhakta Shaktikam. These are the. It's the Lord in five features. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 7. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, a pure devotee, and devotional energy. Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the Supreme Controller. No one is greater than or equal to Sri Krishna. Yet, he appears as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer in the rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Braja, and others are simply his associates. That self-same Lord Krishna vented himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all of his associates who are also equally glorious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Controller, the One Personality of Godhead, has ecstatically become a devotee. Yet his body is transcendental and not materially tinged. The transcendental mellow of conjugal love of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself accepts the form of a devotee to relish and taste it fully. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Teacher, accepts the form of a devotee and accepts Lord Nityananda as his elder brother. Sri Advaita Acharya is Lord Chaitanya's incarnation as a devotee, and therefore, these three tattvas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Goswami, are the predominators or masters. One of them is Mahaprabhu, and the other two are Prabhus. These two Prabhus serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. The three predominators, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu, are worshipable by all living entities. And the fourth principle, Sri Gadadhara Prabhu, is understood as their worshipper. They are innumerable pure devotees of the Lord, headed by Shivas Thakur, who are known as unalloyed devotees. Devotees headed by Gadadhara Pandit are to be considered incarnations of the potency of the Lord. They are internal potent. They are internal potential devotees engaged in service of the Lord. So here are all the different energies of the Lord. Again, Mahaprabhu has come in five features, five different energies. And in the Kali Yuga, we have to go through Panchatattva. They are the Yuga avatars. So he's come to show us how we can approach Radha and Krishna. through in these five different features. And Prabhupada gives you a progression here in this purport to the last verse. He says there are specific symptoms by which the internal devotees or the unalloyed pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattvas, or potencies of the Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love and others in filial affection, fraternity and servitude. Certainly, all of them are devotees. But by making a comparative study, it's found that devotees or potencies who are engaged in the conjugal love are better situated than others. The devotees who are in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love are considered to be the most confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who engage in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude, and neutrality. When such devotees develop great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Srila Narottam Das Thakur as follows. Gauranga bolati habi polaka sharira hari hari bilate nayani babi nira arkabi nitai chanda karuna karabi samsara basana mori kabi tu chahabi vishaya chadiya kabi sudahabi mana kabi homo hiriba Sri Vrindavan Rupa Raghunatha Padi Hai Biyakuti Kabahama Bhujhava Sri Jugala Piriti. When will there be eruptions on my body as soon as I chant the name of Lord Chaitanya? And when will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the holy names Hare Krishna? When will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When will my mind become completely freed from all contamination of desires for material pleasure? Only at that time will it be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately becomes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachments to the material world. And at that time, he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Mahaprabhu vented in these five tattvas, and here is Prabhupada's pointing out as a progression. He's quoting this song of Narottam Das Thakur, how a progression is here in spiritual life. And he's saying how he, when he develops his love for Lord Chaitanya, he can enter into Vrindavan. And then when he develops his love for the six Goswamis, then he can understand what is Radha and Krishna. So this progression, that's Prabhupada's get. So this is why the Panchatattva have invented. So we have to go through Panchatattva. So the first is Srivas Thakur. Bhaktakyam, Bhaktakyam means that devotee, like devotee, but pure devotee. He's Jiva Tattva, but he's in pure consciousness. He's in Krishna consciousness. So the first thing we do in spiritual life, when we become more convinced and our faith increases, then we have to accept a spiritual master. So we got to take shelter of a pure devotee. Everybody knows that. So he represents the pure devotee. He's Jiva Tattva, but in pure consciousness. So first we take shelter at the pure devotee, Srivas Thakur. And then he gives us that connection to the spiritual world. He gives us the initiation into the mantras of Krishna, into this, the sampradaya, so we have sambandha with the spiritual realm. And he gives the process of devotional service. He gives the process of the previous acharyas. What the previous acharyas have given us is process of bhakti, especially the Harinam Sankirtan. So he's given this process from the previous acharyas. So then Advaita Acharya, he represents that situation. We have to get the knowledge of the acharyas. And as when we execute that, put it into practice, then we become free from all anathas. Then we can get out of the material world into the Sudhasattva platform. That is Nityananda's position. He expands as a Sudhasattva existence. He expands as Navadvip Dham, as Vrindavan Dham. Wherever Krishna will come, that Lord Nityananda will expand. He becomes the shoes of the Lord, the bed of Ananta Dev, the Dham. Then the Lord can come perform his pastime, because the Lord, he doesn't touch the material world. So Nityananda expands as the existential potency, or the Sandini potency, in the Vishuddha-sattva position. So by taking shelter of a pure devotee, following the instructions of the acharyas, one becomes free from all of his anathas. Then he can enter into Vrindavan. Kabhi homo hai riba sri Vrindavan. When my mind is purified, then I can enter in. So then that's the platform of Nityananda Prabhu. You're in the spiritual realm. Now what are you going to do in the spiritual realm? Now he says, now I can, when will I be anxious to approach Rupa and Raghunath? Rupa Raghunath. Why? Because Rupa and Raghunath, these are in internal potency, they're expansions of Srimati Radharani, Rupa Goswami. So they're the Haladini potency. So that is Gadadhar Pandit, that's represented by Gadadhar Pandit. So when you're in the spiritual world, then you have to take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit, or the Haladini potency. This is the natural position of the living entity. To be situated in this Haladini potency, or the pleasure-giving potency. Srila Prabhupada finishes the Bhagavad Gita on this point. 18th chapter, last verse of Bhagavad Gita, last purport, last sentence. Prabhupada describes how the living entity is. He's a part and parcel of Krishna. He has minute independence. And if he utilizes the independence properly for Krishna's savior, then he can enter into the... Prabhupada said, he finishes off Bhagavad Gita. The living entity, Jiva, can then regain his normal condition, normal position in the Haladini giving potency. It means bringing pleasure, expanding Radha and Krishna's pleasure with it, all the other devotees. So everybody is in this Haladini potency. It's the pleasure-giving potency. And Krishna loves pleasure the best. He loves love. This is his business, his pleasure. So we situate ourselves also in that Haladini potency. Not that we become Haladini Shakti, we will always remain Jiva Tattva, marginal potency. But when we're there in service to Krishna, there is no difference between the eternal associates of the Lord and the different categories, because they're all serving with the same consciousness to expand the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So he's saying, only if I get the mercy of Rupa Raghunath, or in other words, I get the mercy of Ladini potency, then I can understand what is Radha and Krishna. So that is Mahaprabhu. He represents. He is Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Yanya. He is Radha Krishna. So by the mercy of Aladini, then we can understand what is Radha and Krishna. So this is a progression. And these are the Yuga avatars, these five tattvas. And we have to go through this process. Accepting the shelter of the pure devotee, learning the message of the acharyas, becoming purified, getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, entering into the spiritual realm, there engaging in the pastimes of, in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And it's all revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Shakshatari Dvinashamastasasi. So he is that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yeah, so like that, it's a progression. So today is the disappearance of Sri Vash Thakur. So he's the beginning. We have to approach that pure devotee and learn from him the science of bhakti. That's his function. And also, we can also, these five tattvas, the sixth tattva that Krishnadas Kaviraj also speaks about is a guru tattva. There is the sixth tattva. Guru tattva is very difficult to understand. Two tattvas. Difficult to understand. Shiva tattva and guru tattva. Because Shiva, he is like yogurt, milk. You had the yogurt. So Krishna becomes transformed. Just as a milk becomes transformed by, if you mix some yogurt with it, it'll become, turn into yogurt. Or something sour, it'll turn into yogurt. It's Krishna himself, but he becomes adulterated. And that is Lord Shiva. So he is Krishna, but he's adulterated. So he can deal with the material energy. Because Krishna doesn't deal with the material energy. When Krishna is saying that all living beings, they take birth in this material world by my potency, and I am the seed-giving father, in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says, I'm the seed-giving father. But then again, he doesn't touch the material world, so how can he be the seed-giving father? So when he's making that statement, I am the seed-giving father, it means, I am the seed-giving father in the form of Lord Shiva, in my form as Lord Shiva. The adulterated, I'm adulterated so I can touch the material world. But Krishna himself, he doesn't touch. Yeah, so this is the progression. Yeah, so Shivas Thakur, he's the beginning. So, Shivas Thakur, Ki Jai. One time Mahaprabhu asked Shivas Thakur, what do you think of Advaita Gosai? He said, oh, Advaita. I think he's easily equal to Sukadeva Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, these greatest of all devotees. Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, what are you saying? He said, this Prahlad and Sukadeva, they're mere children in front of Advaita Prabhu. You are saying that, you're bringing him into the platform of these, they're like small boys. Don't you know who my Naru is? He's the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shivas was feigning to be very frightened. Whatever you say, Lord. Another time Mahaprabhu asked him, Shivas, you're not working, but I see you, every day you've got your family to support and you're maintaining everything. How you do that? How are you doing that? And Shivas went, Mahaprabhu said, what's that? What's that mystical clapping hand for? I ask you a question, you're clapping hand. What does that mean? He said that if one day no food comes, I will fast. If the second day comes, no food. If the third day comes, I will fast. After that, I'll take my family, we'll jump in the Ganga. He says, Shrivas, what faith you have. What faith you have. Now, Shrivas, I may make this promise to you, that even if Lakshmi Ji has to go out with a begging bowl, it comes to that, that even Lakshmi has to go with begging, there will always be food in your house. I will make sure that there will always be supply of food in your house. You will not have to work hard for it. Not only you, but all your family members and all the animals in your house, all the dogs and the cats, whatever animals you got there, they'll all be liberated. Anyone living in your house, even the insects, they'll all be liberated because of your great faith. And there was the pastime when Srivasa's son left his body during the kirtan. So Mahaprabhu, after some time, he said, well, they called Srivasa. They said, your son has left, just left his body. He was lying. And everyone was crying. The ladies were crying. He said, don't cry. You don't cry. This is going to interfere with Mahaprabhu's kirtan. If any of you start crying now, all of my brothers can die. All of my children can die. But don't disturb the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. So now after some time, Mahaprabhu was, he said, something wrong. I feel something wrong. It's not so much ecstasy now. Something happened in your house, Srivas. No, it's nothing happened. Keep dancing. Continue. No, something must have happened here. Then someone told him out. Srivas' son had actually died, so then Mahaprabhu went there. He said, why didn't you say something, Srivas? Why didn't you say something? He said, well, I didn't want to disturb your kirtan, my lord. Let all my children die. But please, you don't disturb your kirtan. Then the Mahaprabhu said to the son, why are you leaving? And the son spoke, the dead boy who was already supposed to be dead. I've come into this body by your arrangement from a previous body, and I'm going to move into another body according to my activities of this body. I'm just here now. And everybody was amazed when they heard that. And they gave up all their lamentation. In Bengal, there is a nice, this pastime they tell when someone's left their body. In Bengal, they like to repeat this pastime to all the relatives, and everybody's sad. And they read this pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his son. Then they lose it. Philosophically, they have a good understanding. They lose their lamentation. And it was Srivas's house when they were... Srivas was the first person to understand Mahaprabhu's divinity after he came back from Gaya. And he went to Srivas's house. Srivas was inside doing his puja. So Mahaprabhu started banging on the door. And Srivas, open the door, open the door. He said, don't you know that person you're worshipping inside is standing outside here? Open the door, open the door. So he opened the door and Mahaprabhu came in. Mahaprabhu sat on the altar at that time, probably he said. So he revealed his divinity as the supreme, first the Srivas. And when the Chankazi came to Srivas's house and told him they had to stop the Samkirtan, they broke the Mridanga. Then when Mahaprabhu came that evening, so everyone was sad. They said, what's happened? He told them the Chankazi came, the soldiers, and they threatened if we do kirtan anymore, they're going to punish us. So Mahaprabhu said, how can they do anything? He said, you call that Kazi here, we'll test him. Tell him to bring his maulas and all of his animals. Tell him to chant the names of God, and let's see the animals, they dance in ecstasy. They won't be able to do it. And then I'll do it. We'll call all the animals here and we'll chant Hare Krishna, all the animals will start start dancing. Anyway, in this way we will... So then Mahaprabhu had that civil disobedience movement. Got everyone, they went to Chankazi's house in protest. So that started in Srivas's house. He had all these pastimes. He started the Sankirtan. This was the first time, when they went to Kazi's house, this was the first time that the Harinam Samkirtan went out in the street. Before, it was always in the devotees' houses, mostly Srivas and Shukamrit Brahmacharis. And this was the first time it went out in the street. And all the millions of people came. They were all chanting the holy names in the street. So nice. Kripa Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He extended it into a night of Brahma. Just like during the Rasa dance, it was so nice. It was extended night of Brahma. So similarly, that night also became a night of Brahma. So it was a long, long inauguration, bringing to the Harinam Samkirtan on the street for a whole night of Brahma. It's a good inauguration. So one time Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda, he asked Srivas, "You had this Nityananda Prabhu, he stays in your house, you don't know who he is. Nobody knows his caste, he acts like a madman. People will talk about you're a respectable Brahmana here, and people will talk, why you have this Abadut in your house, he's completely independent." So Shiva said, "If I see Lord Nityananda Prabhu walk out of a liquor shop, a wine shop, with a Muslim girl on his arm," he said, "still he will always be my object of worship." Mahaprabhu said, "Such faith you have in my Nittai, such faith." He embraced Srivas Thakur. "What faith you have in Nittai." Anyway, these are some of the pastimes. Srivas Thakur Tirubhav Mahotsav Titi Ki Jai. Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitai Gopi Manandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you.